Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having our good friend Karen Kerrigan back on the show. Karen's an original founding member. She's almost as much of a founding member of the show as I am. She was with me within less than 30 days of me going on the air in 97. She became, she was a guest on our show and has been coming back ever since. She's very long-suffering, obviously. She's the president and the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, pound for pound. Nobody does more for you from a policy standpoint than Karen does. And when I lay down and sleep at night, I say a little prayer for Karen because of the great work that she does for small business. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here, Jim. I feel like I am. I'm like an honorary co-founder.
You are.
You know, is that a title that can be
the only reason why you're not more than an honorary is because, you know, you don't show up on payroll when I have to make payroll on Friday. That's
exactly.
Now, and if you'd like to be promoted, we can arrange that too, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That means I have to get to work, right?
That's exactly right.
Get to work for you.
Hey, Karen, thanks again for being with us.
Here.
What's going on in what's our Congress up to these days that are helping or hurting small businesses? I want to talk about the Affordable Health Care Coalition in the next segment. Other than that, what are they doing right now?
Well, there's several things they're doing. I mean, this week the Senate will actually be voting on something that we feel is very constructive. They will be voting on a resolution, SJ Resolution 37, which has been introduced or sponsored by Senator Inhofe.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the resolution that will stop a costly EPA rule called the Utility Maximum Achievable Control Technology Rule, otherwise known as MAC, the MAC rule.
Right.
And essentially, you know, if your listeners have been hearing about the war on coal, administration's war on coal.
Well, President Obama, he's true to his word. He announced that in the campaign in 2008. He was going to declare war on coal.
Well, they've done that through this one rule. And even Cecil Roberts, Cecil Roberts of the president of the Miners Association, said that this rule will eliminate coal as an option for new electric generation facilities. And essentially, you know, it's a rule that will, regulate or, you know, the particular matter of the emissions, you know, that come out of power plants, or further regulate, because there certainly are regulated, but make it so stringent that it would actually shut down a lot of power plants. And if that happens, then we're going to have a rise in utility
rates. Do you think
for consumers and entrepreneurs? So it really affects about 600 power plants, which amounts to about 40% of the nation's production capacity. We're talking about a rule that even the EPA said is going to cost $11.4 billion to our economy, and they even acknowledge that. But
let me ask you a question. I've been reading that more and more coal plants, or power plants, I should say, are converting from coal to natural gas, and part of the reason is because natural gas per BTU is less expensive now than coal. But I wonder if some of this is also these companies, you know, preparing for this war and going to natural gas so they don't have to fight the coal war with the how about that? I call it the coal war. No pun intended. With the administration, what do you think?
No, it could be. I mean, there was a while back, you know, the prediction has come to be, you know, that there has been more natural gas production and more allowed in the United States, and it's certainly plentiful. But we also got to understand is coal is probably our most plentiful resource.
Right.
And
we have 500 years of coal reserves.
We do, and we have to have this all-of-the-above strategy because there are limited resources in any number of areas, and the industry has gone a long way into, you know, clinical technology.
So what this means, Karen, I got to go to break, but what this means, folks, if this is pushed, if it goes through, and we have a single source for electricity, natural gas, and that goes up, that means your electricity prices are going to go up, right, Karen?
It's absolutely going to go up. There is no doubt about it because you can't make that conversion so quickly from everything into natural gas.
Exactly.
And it's going to affect 40% of the power generation in this country. And we need more generation, not less.
Right.
I mean, we're using more, not less. So
that's exactly right.
So this is something that we're fighting on. We're going to key vote in the Senate this week.
Okay. Thank you for keeping us up to date on that. We're going to talk some more about other issues like the Small Business Coalition of Affordable Health Care after these messages. With Karen Kerrigan, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.